The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 127, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we are going to talk about where you can find math in the winter. Now let's get started.
All of our Wisconsin friends know that this winter has not been a record-breaking year for snow so far. And I, for one, am not complaining. But snow is a reality here in the winter at some point, and we need to embrace it and ask, where can we find math in the winter?
I think we had enough snow in Wisconsin last year to make up for two winters. Shoveling snow became a daily activity last year. I even went south for 7 weeks, and when I came back in March, I had to shovel snow again. I felt as if I didn't miss winter at all.
You know, speaking of snow, tracking the snowfall each day is one way to find math in the winter. Once, when we had a record snowstorm, I saw pictures of rulers and yardsticks stuck in the snow to show how deep the snow was. Measuring the snow levels can be a fun way to find math. Did you know that the average snowfall in cities in Wisconsin collected from 1991 to 2020 ranged from 33 inches in the southern part of the state to 155 inches up by the Lake Superior shore?
Wow, that is a big range. Not only can children measure the snowfall, but they can also use those numbers to compare snowfalls in different cities. This can also support students in understanding the greater than and less than concepts. Of course, children aren't worried about shoveling the snow. They just want to go outside and play in the snow.
So we've got another activity that children like to do in the winter, and that's to build a snowman. Children can learn to measure the radius, diameter, or circumference of a circle. Younger children can count buttons or arms or eyes to put on a snowman.
Since many different holidays are celebrated in the winter, children can learn to measure wrapping paper to wrap gifts. Children can start by measuring the dimensions of a gift and then measuring the paper to get the correct length and width of wrapping paper to cover the entire gift. Children that do that a lot of measuring might also begin to estimate the size of packages to wrap and how much paper is needed.
Since temperatures also begin to drop in the winter, children will learn both addition and subtraction by tracking the daily temperature. Figuring out the difference between the current day and the day before is where addition and subtraction concepts will be useful. And when the weather really starts to get cold, children may begin to understand negative numbers and wind chill temperatures.
Good thing we haven't experienced that yet, but I know it's coming. Winter is also a time when houses get decorated and children can practice their counting skills with data collection. Counting the number of houses on the block that have Christmas lights or the number of Santas spread around the house is a fun way to practice counting. Putting together a holiday scavenger hunt would be a fun activity that could also reinforce numbers. For example, find 5 red poinsettias or 2 Christmas trees.
Another winter activity could be to track the time of the sunrise and sunset. We know the deeper we get into winter, the later the sun rises and the earlier the sun sets. And your child might be surprised how much the time changes in only 1 month.
A winter book you might want to read to your child is called The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats. This story is about Peter, a young boy who explores the snow outside his home and makes it into an adventure. This book might inspire your child to go outside and experience winter in many ways with the opportunity to find math.
No matter the time of year, keeping your child engaged and exercising their brains is important for building number sense and ensuring their love of math. Don't forget to have your child experience making snow angels and drinking hot cocoa this winter. Winter can be magical if you spend a little time each day playing with your child and making special memories in the winter.
If you live in a part of the world where you don't experience winter and snow, check out episode 39 called Where Can You Find Math at the Beach? Or episode 40 called Where Can You Find Math at the Playground? You'll find the other great outdoor math activities on both of those podcasts.
You know, Jan, I think I want to go back to episode 39, Where Can I Find Math at the Beach?
I love that too.
Yeah. If you want to find out even more ways to build your child or grandchild's number sense, head over to our website at www.10minutemath.com and check out our parents page. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.